F-H-E, Fun Stuff, Parable of the Sower by Corliss Clayton. Jesus Christ sometimes taught using parables. Now, parables are short stories about everyday things that may be used to teach spiritual truths. On occasion, Jesus also gave the interpretation of a parable to his disciples. Read the parable of the sower, which is given in the correct order in column 1, and then match it with column 3 with the correct scriptural interpretation. You'll need help with this. To play a matching game, remove this page from the magazine and glue it onto a piece of construction paper. Cut out the pieces along the dotted lines. Turn all the pieces upside down. The first player turns over 3 pieces, trying to match the parable segment with the applicable picture and the interpretation. If the player matches all 3, he or she keeps those pieces and gets another turn. If the cards don't match, they are turned back over, and it is the next player's turn. The game ends when all the cards have been matched. And we have the following. Column 1. 1. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, Jesus spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 5. Number 2 in column 1. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Luke chapter 8, verse 5. 3 in column 1, and some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Luke chapter 8, verse 6. 4. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Luke chapter 8, verse 7. And number 5 in column 1, and other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit, and hundredfold. Luke chapter 8, verse 8. Now column 3, A. That which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. Luke chapter 8, verse 14. Column 3, number B. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Luke chapter 8, verse 13. C. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. D. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Luke chapter 8, verse 15. E. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Luke chapter 8, verse 12. Now, let's see if we can match these up and give you the answers. Column number 1. When much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, Jesus spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. Now, can you figure out where that matches up with in column number 3? Number C. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Column number 1. Number 2. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. In column 3, number D. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Number 3 in column 1. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Number E. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Number 4. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. That's number B in column 3. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Number 5 in column 1. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit and hundredfold. And that matches with number A in column 3. And that which fell among thorns are they which then they have heard go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. And our next addition to Fun Stuff this month is the Handful of Scriptures, a crossword puzzle by Terry Reed. And you complete this crossword puzzle by filling in all these scriptural events that are related to hands. We have a cross and down. You will need help with this. We'll first start with a cross. To a cross, the Lord stretched out his hand and touched 16 blank with his finger to make them shine and provide light for the Jaredite ships. See Ether, chapter 3, verse 6. That's six letters. The Lord stretched out his hands and touched 16 stones with his finger. Four across, Pilate, blank, his hands before the multitude to show that he was not responsible for the Savior's death. Matthew chapter 27, verse 24. Also six letters. Pilate washed his hands before the multitude to show that he was not responsible for the Savior's death. Six across, lay your hands upon the blank, four letters, and they shall recover. Doctrine and Covenants, section 66, verse 9. Lay your hands upon the sick. Seven across, Nephi made a blank. That's six letters with his own hand. See 1 Nephi chapter 1, verses 1 and 3. Nephi made a record with his own hand. Eight across, four letters. Blank was ordained at the age of 134 years and 4 months by the hand of Adam. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 44. Enos, E-N-O-S, was ordained at the age of 134 years. Nine, three letters, the first with four letters, three letters in the second word, and we have seven in the last. Blank, blank, blank descended in a cloud of light, laid his hands upon Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery, and ordained them to the Aaronic priesthood. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 68 through 72. John the Baptist descended in a cloud of light and laid his hands upon Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. Ten across, we receive the gift of the blank blank. Four letters in the first word, five in the second. We receive the blank blank by the laying on of hands, Articles of Faith 4. We receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. 12 across, he that hath blank hands and a pure heart shall stand in the Lord's holy place. Psalm number 24, verses 3 through 4. Five letters, he that hath clean hands. 14 across, a man must be called of God by blank, and we have in that eight letters, and by the laying on of hands, Articles of Faith 5. A man must be called of God by prophecy, and by the laying on of hands. 16 across, Christ touched the blank he had chosen with his hand and gave them the power to give the Holy Ghost. 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 36 through 37. This word has nine letters. Christ touched the disciples he had chosen. Now, we'll do the down. Number one, the blank will roll forth as a stone cut out of a mountain without hands. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 65, verse 2. Six letters. The gospel will roll forth. Number two, down. When his brothers threatened him, Nephi stretched out his hand to them, and the Lord did blank them. 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verse 54. And that has five letters. The Lord did shake them. Three down. The blank was to be revealed by the hand of Elijah. Doctrine and Covenants, section 2, verse 1. 10 letters. The priesthood was to be revealed by the hand of Elijah. Four down. Enoch was told by the Lord that men are the blank of his hands. Moses, chapter 7, verse 32. 11 words. Enoch was told by the Lord that men are the workmanship of his hands. Five down. Christ invited the Nephites to thrust hands into his side and to feel the nail prints in his hands and blank. Four letters. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 14. To feel the nail prints in his hands and feet. 11 down. Be thou blank, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand. Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 10. Six letters. Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand. 12 down. Alma, blank, laid his hands upon the missionaries traveling with him, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. See Alma chapter 31, verses 5 through 6, and verses 36 through 38. Seven letters. Alma clapped, laid his hands upon the missionaries traveling with him. 13 down. The kingdom of blank is soon at hand. Alma chapter 5, verse 28. And we have six letters. The kingdom of heaven is soon at hand. And 15 down, Christ sits on the blank hand of God. See Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Five letters. Christ sits on the right hand of God. And so have fun with this. And our final portion and contribution to Fun Stuff this month is a cartoon on page 26 where a bird is turning to the one bird, and off in the distance she can see her nest where the birds are cheeping. Actually peeping, I guess. And she says to the other bird, "Gotta run, I'm being peeped." End of Fun Stuff. Kitchen Crafts.